I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. All right, Peacock, I get it. You guys have The Office. The Office came off Netflix. We've known this for a year. I'm ranting and raving because if you're on the internet, Peacock's ad campaigns are relentless. Dial it down. Okay, we know. I own the DVDs anyway. It's not going to work. I'm not buying the service. They did release a never-before-seen cold open from the show's ninth and final season as a teaser. You can find this on the internet. I found it on Vulture. They describe it as a classic prank. Jim and Pam convince Dwight that he isn't just Dunder Mifflin's regional manager, finally, but he's also chosen to become a Neo-like savior to rescue the world from the Matrix. Dwight is not immediately on board, saying, "But the Matrix isn't real." It's a trilogy of flawless, life-changing films and an online game. Fortunately, Hank, the security guard, puts on a leather coat and offers Dwight his choice of pills. He is Morpheus's heretofore unmentioned brother, Dorpheus. Which pill will Dwight pick? And what exactly are they made of? Hank says if the blue pill's not safe to swallow, someone should tell us now. From the laugh button, Bill Burr apparently doesn't have enough podcasts. He's starting another one, this one with comedian Paul Verzi. They went on Twitter and said, after years of talking about doing one together, they finally are. In a short trailer, they talk about what their final death row meal would be and where they would go if they could visit any time period. Burr hosts the twice-a-week Monday morning podcast and the Bill Burt podcast with Burt Kreischer. Verzi hosts The Verzi Effect. The new podcast is called Anything Better. It'll be out later this month. Speaking of podcasts, I did over the weekend dive in on Bananas. That was on one of the top podcast lists. I think Vulture was really pushing that one. Didn't last very long. Sorry, Bananas. From the Irish Post, your home for comedy news. Listen to this. A TV comedy sketch broadcast in Ireland that depicted, you're not ready for this, get rid of the kids, kids gone, that depicted God as a rapist has sparked a furious reaction from leaders in the Catholic Church. You think? Time out here. I have a rule, like, so I've mentioned I ran the Raw Dog channel for SiriusXM for a decade, and believe me, in bad hands, a lot of things could have gone sideways. I'm a big believer in the rule of no good will come of this. So when I tell you what this sketch is, they should have known no good is going to come of this. Just find something else to do. The satirical skit was produced by the team behind the popular spoof website Waterford Whispers, and was broadcast on RTE as part of the New Year's Eve countdown show. In the clip, a man in a white robe is led to court while a voiceover from ex-broadcaster, I'm going to go with Angus McGrinna, probably butchered that. In another shocking revelation this year, God became the latest figure to be implicated in ongoing sexual harassment scandals. The 5-billion-year-old stood accused of forcing himself on a young Middle Eastern migrant and allegedly impregnating her against her will. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison with the last 24 months suspended. I get the point it's making. I get it. But no good's going to come of this. Although intended as a joke, the sketch sparked a furious reaction from the head of the Catholic Church in Ireland, do you think? Archbishop Eamon Martin hit out at RTE for broadcasting the gag. Archbishop Martin said, "I am shocked that the producer-editor of NYE Countdown Show didn't realize how deeply offensive was a mocking news report accusing God of rape and reporting his imprisonment. This outrageous clip should be removed immediately and denounced by all people of goodwill." To broadcast such a deeply offensive and blasphemous clip about God and our Blessed Mother Mary during the Christmas season is insulting to all Catholics and Christians. I'll jump in here. I'm Catholic. I'm of Irish ancestry. I'm just going to nitpick the, to broadcast such a clip during the Christmas season is insulting. So like if they had done this in, October, then it's okay? I don't think so. I think he just doubled down on the outrage there. The new Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, has condemned RTA's comments about God raping Middle Eastern migrants on their New Year's show. He accused them of mocking the divine and trivializing rape victims. The Guardian reviewed Robin's Wish, this the Robin Williams documentary, now available on digital formats. They say it only briefly sketches Robin's career from early ambitions of serious acting to stand-up stardom. In archive footage, he discusses his self-destructive streak, but there's nothing on Williams' 2 previous marriages or 3 children. What's never in doubt is his warmth and loyalty as a friend. He lived with his wife Susan in a well-off North Californian suburb, friends with their ordinary middle-class neighbors. A few of them interviewed here, and this review says, "I'd hazard a guess that at least one is a retired dentist." That makes me want to watch this. In old footage, Superman actor Christopher Reeve says that Williams was there in a shot by his hospital bedside when Reeve was paralyzed in a horse-riding accident. Another showbiz pal, the legendary comedian Mort Saul, Eyes damp with tremendous sincerity, says of Robin Williams, he understood the bigness of love. What a way to be remembered. Want to play on BuzzFeed? Sure, why not? This one says, I'm genuinely curious if you like these comedians or not. All right, BuzzFeed, I will check this out. Like many times when I dive into articles, I have not pre-read this, so let's see if I like these comedians or not. The first question BuzzFeed has for me is, how do you feel about Kevin Hart? I like Kevin Hart. He's like a bigger superstar than I would have guessed on paper. People really seem to like him. I like him. I don't know if I'm a super fan. Number two, how do you feel about Ellen DeGeneres? I'm undereducated on some of the news stories that came out in 2020. I am more familiar with her earlier stand-up album. I liked that stand-up album. I don't think I've ever watched her daytime TV show. And as I said, I'm undereducated on the 2020 stuff. So how do I feel about Ellen DeGeneres? Third question for me. How do you feel about Dave Chappelle? I feel really strong about Dave Chappelle. I think his comedy is on point. I think Chappelle's show was fantastic. I like what he's doing with the outdoor shows. I like that he bought a comedy club. I liked 846. I like that when Chappelle goes on stage, he says something and isn't just doing like, hey, you ever notice there's too much garlic on garlic bread? You know, that kind of joke. You know what I mean? Love Chappelle. Four, how do you feel about Pete Davidson? Pete Davidson, let me think about this. Well, I like Pete. I like when he shows up on SNL. I think I like his movies. I'm not interested at all about the stuff that shows up about his dating life in gossip columns, but that has nothing to do with his comedy. I think I really like Pete Davidson. I'd like to hang out with Pete Davidson. Number five asks, how do you feel about Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias? I really like Gabe Iglesias. I worked with him once when we launched Comedy Central Radio at SiriusXM. He was actually the first thing that appeared on the station, and he was very nice to work with. I enjoyed him. It was the only time I've met him. I think his comedy's pretty good. I like him. Number six, how do you feel about Jerry Seinfeld? I was into Jerry Seinfeld before Seinfeld. He would show up on Letterman and just absolutely crush. I feel like Letterman had him on like once a month. I might be exaggerating there, but Jerry was always fantastic. I was one of the four people that watched the Seinfeld Chronicles from episode one. I know everybody else, oh, I love Seinfeld. Where were you guys the first 3 years? You weren't watching it. I was. So I really like Jerry Seinfeld. And let's see here. There are some aspects to his personal life that I find interesting that other people don't want to discuss. Some of his dating relationships. I'll leave it there. And the whole thing last year with going after James Altucher, didn't understand that. I've seen Jerry live several times. Every time I've seen him, I've walked out of the show going, he is the best in the game. So how do I feel about Jerry Seinfeld? Pretty good. Pretty good. There's that one thing, but I don't want to get into that. How do I feel about Ali Wong? I never really understood her comedy, never got into it. I don't dislike her, but BuzzFeed offers me the choices. I like her or not a fan. I'd have to click not a fan, but I don't want to like be like, oh, I hate you. How do you feel about Trevor Noah is the eighth question. I love Trevor Noah. For what I do for a living, I knew about Trevor Noah before he had The Daily Show, and I was into him before he had The Daily Show, and I think he has done, and you've heard me talk about this on the pod, a fantastic, fantastic job with The Daily Show. You don't even think about Jon Stewart anymore. It's Trevor Noah's Daily Show. Love Trevor Noah. Number nine, how do you feel about Chris Rock? Same thing I said about Jerry Seinfeld. I've seen Chris several times, and every time I walk out of a show with Chris Rock, I rate him number two. Jerry has been a little better when I've seen them, and sometimes I've seen them at festivals on back-to-back nights, and Chris Rock will have that number one spot until the next night and Jerry goes out, but Chris Rock is obviously fantastic. Number 10, how do you feel about Amy Schumer? I worked with Amy Schumer. She did, we did a, not a reunion show, but we did a SiriusXM town hall with the cast of the Carol Burnett Show, and Amy hosted it. She was okay. Wasn't a jerk. Wasn't the looking to hang out and make friends with anybody, put it that way. I think she got a lot of buzz there for a little while, and then there was some backlash, and if I had to click I like her and not a fan, I'll click I like her. There are 10 more of these. This was fun. I'm going to save this for tomorrow, and that is your daily comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Overcast, and yeah, we'll do 11 through 20 tomorrow. See you then.